Welcome back into the show on this Wednesday as we continue. A couple of coaching notes to get out of the way before we get started on our bowl preview show. College football professional is with us. Hugh Freeze was hired as the head coach at Ole Miss after 1 year as the head coach of the Red Wolves of Arkansas State. Taking his place in Jonesboro, Arkansas, will be Auburn offensive coordinator Gus Malzahn after Auburn's defensive coordinator Ted Roof left for Central Florida. So Auburn will be searching for two more coordinators. Alabama, which is playing in the national championship game, their offensive coordinator Jim McElwain has taken the job in Colorado to become the head coach of the Colorado State Rams. So an interesting move there by McElwain. And a couple of other coaching news. Todd Graham, former Tulsa coach, was hired at Arizona State. And Jim Mora, the current Fox analyst for the NFL, has been hired at UCLA. College football professor is with me on this Wednesday afternoon. We're going to be talking about the bowls, and there are 35 of them. We'll mention them all, and he's got some notes and analysis of several of them. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jacob. I really enjoy the bowl season. I enjoy the bowl games, even the what we call the smaller bowls and the larger bowls. It's always interesting to me to see these teams playing each other in this kind of atmosphere.
Well, let's run it down before we get started and give the slate. We'll start with this weekend. December 17th is when it all gets kicked off. It is Saturday. We will pick these games later in the show. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, Temple, Wyoming in the New Mexico Bowl. You have Ohio versus Utah State in the Idaho Potato Bowl, and then the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, San Diego State versus Louisiana Lafayette. Some interesting matchups, still no BCS teams involved. On the 20th of December, you have the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, FIU versus Marshall. FIU having a good year this year, and so is Marshall. San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, TCU versus Louisiana Tech. That one's on the 21st as we near Christmas. The Mako Las Vegas Bowl is Boise State. Boy, they fell a long way from being in a BCS Bowl. They'll be playing Arizona State on the 22nd. The day before Christmas, the 24th, the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl, Southern Miss versus Nevada. The Independence Bowl, used to be an SEC tie-in, no longer. That is North Carolina versus Missouri. Little Caesars Bowl, Purdue versus Western Michigan. The Belk Bowl is North Carolina State versus Louisville. Air Force versus Toledo in the Military Bowl. Holiday Bowl is Texas versus Cal. That could get interesting. Florida State Notre Dame in the Champ Sports Bowl. Valero Alamo Bowl has Baylor versus Washington. And we will get to the rest of the bowls in a few minutes, but that's just opening the first few days of the bowl season. Any notes on those first games?
Well, I'm not sure. I was just thinking about those games that's going to be played this week. Temple, Wyoming. That was a hard one for me to decipher. I didn't know if it was the Cowboys versus Shirley Temple or exactly what the deal was. And so to know which one to pick, I'm not sure. But just on a hunch, I'm going to go with Wyoming.
Well, you know, I believe I'm going to take Wyoming too. But it is interesting, this bowl is being played in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Temple, under Steve Adazio, the former Florida offensive coordinator, has done pretty well. So you have to like the job that they've done there. How about Ohio and Utah State? This one is played in Boise, Idaho, on the blue field there. This one is named the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
As a matter of fact, Jacob, I had just some ideas about some things that happening with the different bowls that I wasn't going to be discussing. And this was one of them because I was going to call it the best name bowl. I think the famous Idaho Potato Bowl is the best name of all bowls.
Now, you get a sack of Idaho potatoes if you win it.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick Utah State in this one.
Okay. Well, I'll go with Ohio. I like Frank Solich and the job he has done there, and the Bobcats, certainly always a contender in the MAC, so I'm going to take Ohio in this one. How about San Diego State versus Louisiana Lafayette? Of course, Brady Hoke, the Michigan coach's former team. A great job has been done this year with the Aztecs, and I'm going to take them to beat Louisiana Lafayette in New Orleans, which is the same place, by the way. This bowl is played in the same place, the Sugar Bowl between Virginia Tech and Michigan, and of course, the national championship game between Alabama and LSU will be played.
I'm going to go with Louisiana Lafayette.
Raging Cajuns.
And I might go back to that Utah State and Ohio. I really would like to see Ohio win, even though I'm picking Utah State, because I do like Frank Solich.
I do, too. I think he's done a really good job there. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a job elsewhere. And before we get done, let's go ahead and pick the games for the Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, because we may not have a show before they get started. How about the Beef O'Brady's Bowl between FIU and Marshall. I like the job that Florida International has done this year. I'm going to take the Golden Panthers, I believe they are. I'm going to take them to beat Marshall.
I'm going to go with FIU as well.
Okay. And TCU La Tech. I have to go with TCU here. Gary Patterson.
Yes, I would have to go with TCU as well, even though I would like to see Louisiana Tech win the game, but I don't think that can happen. I will pick TCU.
To finish out running down these bowl games, as I started on December 30th, this is the day before New Year's Eve, the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, which is interestingly played in the Bronx, New York, is between Iowa State and Rutgers this year. This is in afternoon games because obviously most people will be off of work these days. Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl will be Wake Forest and Mississippi State. Insight Bowl is Iowa versus Oklahoma, the battle of two disappointing teams there. And Oklahoma, of course, the same stadium that they will be playing in is Oklahoma State. Meineke Car Care Bowl is Northwestern versus Texas A&M. This is on New Year's Eve. The Sun Bowl is Georgia Tech versus Utah. Liberty Bowl is Cincinnati versus Vanderbilt. Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl is Illinois versus UCLA. As we close in on the evening time of New Year's Eve, the Chick-fil-A Bowl is Virginia versus Auburn. Now, as we move into the 2nd of January, remember, there are no bowl games on January 1st because it is on a Sunday. NFL will be playing that day. The Ticket City Bowl is between Penn State and Houston. The Outback Bowl between Michigan State and Georgia. Interesting one there. Capital One Bowl is between Nebraska and South Carolina. The Gator Bowl, Ohio State and Florida, although some people have called that the Urban Meyer Bowl. The Rose Bowl then starts off the BCS Bowls at 1 o'clock, or yeah, it's 1 Eastern, on ESPN, January the 2nd. Oregon, Wisconsin, then that night, the Fiesta Bowl between Stanford and Oklahoma State. Sugar Bowl is Virginia Tech and Michigan. Discover Orange Bowl is Clemson, West Virginia. The Cotton Bowl, which I think may be the most intriguing non-BCS Bowl, Kansas State, Arkansas. And then, for some reason, the BBVA Compass Bowl is the 2 days before the national championship game. Pittsburgh and SMU. GoDaddy.com Bowl is in Mobile. That is Northern Illinois against the Arkansas State Red Wolves. And then, of course, on January the 9th, the national championship game presented by Allstate between Alabama and LSU. So, having said all that, the college football professor is now going to rank the top 10 bowls, in his opinion, this year. So, starting with number 10, let's get it started.
Well, before we do that, there's a couple of thoughts that I had as you read down that list of bowls. First of all, the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City. Yeah. I got a little bit nervous about that because I did find out that a Pinstripe Bowl executive got credentials to attend the LSU-Alabama game. So I was afraid that one of those teams was going to wind up in the Pinstripe Bowl. But that didn't work out that way.
Oh, okay.
And the other thought that comes to my mind, talking about the bowl in Birmingham, with Pittsburgh and SMU. You realize that SMU coach June Jones went out to Arizona State and talked to them about the coaching job, and you wonder why they would not have chosen him when, if you looked at his record of 92 wins and 64 losses, and his 8-5 and 7-7 and 6-6 at SMU, would they choose a guy who's been 1 year at Pittsburgh in Todd Graham with a 6-6 record? But anyway, that's the choice they made. But here's the deal. All right, Pitt's coach, who is coaches Pitt, is leaving to go to Arizona State playing SMU that we thought was going to be June Jones, the coach of SMU, we thought was going to be the new coach at Arizona State University. So let's look at these bowls. Now, these are my top 10 bowls, and I gave them a ranking, the highest being even 10, and the lowest in the 10 that I have is a ranking of a 5. So that's 1 through 10, ranking of 5. And I'm going to mention the 10 one, and then we'll start at 5 and go up.
Okay.
Because the 10 one is the national championship game, sure, the BCS championship with Alabama and LSU. And Jacob, I guess you could just simply say that there's hardly anything else we can be said about that, even though we will discuss this at a later time. But this is going to be a monumental matchup. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be one of the greatest games that we've had in a bowl or a championship or anything else in a while.
I agree. It's amazing how even these two teams are and how close they are. And, of course, they played one time, and it ended up being an overtime game. So I'm looking much forward to having it a second time.
All right, let's drop down to the number 10 bowl that I have selected, and that's the Liberty Bowl. and that's Cincinnati and Vanderbilt. Now, the question that I have in my mind is Vandy the best 6-6 team? I know they have a 6-6 record, but their losses were to some really good teams. Mm-hmm. And then the second question that I have, if Vanderbilt's playing Cincinnati, will the Bearcats fight or play ball in this game?
Well, the interesting thing about this game is last time Cincinnati took a trip to the good old state of Tennessee was a couple of months ago. They went to Knoxville, and it didn't work out so well. They were smashed by a Tennessee team that didn't even make a bowl game. So it'll be interesting to see how they do this time around.
The number 9 bowl is the Ticket City. Now, the Ticket City is Penn State at 9-3 versus Houston at 12-1. This may be too high of a rating for this bowl to be rated number 9, and I'm giving it a 6-point rating number. This might be the coachless bowl.
Yeah.
The Ticket City Bowl, coaches got a ticket out of town, both of them did. And so neither team will have their regular coach there, and it's going to be an intriguing game, but I've got it listed as the number 9 bowl.
Kevin Sumlin, of course, former Houston coach, coming to Texas A&M to coach in the SEC.
Is he going to coach this bowl before he goes to Texas A&M or not?
I don't think so.
The number 8 bowl is the Sugar Bowl. This is Michigan and Virginia Tech. Now, this is a BCS bowl, but I have it dropped down to number 8.
Yeah.
You know, as a BCS bowl, this is not there's not very much sweet about this Sugar Bowl.
I would agree. I think that it, as a BCS bowl goes, it's not very high. I would have been much more intrigued to see Michigan versus Kansas State, something along that line. But we'll still watch it.
All right, the next bowl going up is the Capital One Bowl. This is South Carolina at 10-2 playing Nebraska at 9-3. And Jacob, here's the only thing I'm going to say about this. It's going to be a very intriguing game. But ever who wins this game, after the game, they'd say it was an ugly win.
It will be. I think Nebraska has one of the better teams this year that didn't make it all the way. And, of course, South Carolina, of course, only lost 2 games. They could have been right in it. So, yeah, I agree. I think it might be classified as an ugly game, but I think the winner really has claim to a good year.
The next game is the Outback Bowl, and this is Michigan State University in Georgia. This has a lot of intrigue, this game does, and I'm going to be anxious to see exactly how Georgia comes out and plays after the way they played in the championship game. And they had a good run during the season, even though in some respect they didn't have very much of a challenge. They played a fairly weak schedule after their first 2 losses. But they did get better. They do have a good defense. They do have a good quarterback, but I don't know if their running back's going to be there or not. I really don't know what's going on at Georgia.
Well, the only thing I will say about Georgia, it's going to be interesting to see them face a champion of a division in the division champion in the Big Ten. I've been saying for a while that the Big Ten is just overrated this year, and this will support my argument because Georgia, even though they won their division, is a middle of the pack team in the SEC when you consider that LSU, Alabama, Arkansas are all better than them from the West, and then of course South Carolina beat them. So I think Georgia would probably be considered the 5th best team in the SEC, playing supposedly the 2nd best team in the Big Ten.
My number 5 bowl is another BCS bowl, and that's West Virginia at 9-3 playing Clemson at 10-3. Now, while I'm looking forward to this game, and I believe it'll be a good game, but outside of Morgantown and Clemson, there are not too many people who really care who wins. The Orange Bowl, it's returning to its roots, Jacob. Now, think about it. At one time, the Big 8, Big 12, Big 10, Southwest, whatever they were, at one time they had the tie-in for the home team for the Orange Bowl.
Right.
So now West Virginia from the East is becoming, you know, they're restoring that heritage because now they're in that Big 8, Big 10, Big 12, whatever they are. They're now going to be a member of that conference, so I guess they're the new home team for this game. The number 4 game will be the Cotton Bowl. And I think this is one of the better bowls. Has a lot of intrigue. First of all, Arkansas is a very good team. Yeah. Kansas State's a very good team. Then you have Bill Snyder. Then you got Mr. Personality coaching Arkansas. So this could really be a good game. Now, you think about it. Neither of these coaches are known for their great personality, are they?
No, they neither one are. But I will say this. They are both good coaches, and this will be a game that you will not want to miss. I think it's going to be interesting to see which side does better, because they obviously have great offenses. Both teams do. They've struggled defensively, but I think they'll complement each other well. And let's just go ahead and call this game what it already is, a BCS Bowl in the Cotton Bowl. I know it's not technically a BCS Bowl, but come on, it is.
By the way, just for information, as I went through this, I re-ranked these. And actually, I put the Cotton Bowl ahead of the Rose Bowl as my number. Cotton Bowl actually is the number three.
Sure.
I gave it a 9.1 rating.
Well, I can definitely see that.
All right. So the third, which I now have listed as my fourth bowl, is the Rose Bowl. Now, this is going to be a very intriguing, very exciting game.
Right.
I'm looking forward to seeing this game. This is going to be a really good game, Wisconsin and Oregon. And I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking for. My concern, though, is does Wisconsin have a secondary that's good? I think they have a good offense. I think they have maybe the best offensive line between them and Stanford, who's got the best offensive line in the country. They got a good running back, have a good quarterback. But my question has to do with Wisconsin's secondary.
Both of these teams can put up a lot of points. I think that what we know, the interesting thing is they do it in different ways. As you said, Wisconsin is a very grinded out type of team. They do well with the pass block. They do exceptionally well with the run block. And I think that for the offensive line is the only reason Monty Ball got the invitation to New York. On the flip side, Oregon is completely different. Do a lot of screens, a lot of finesse plays to get to the perimeter and get their speed people in space. That is different, of course, from the way Wisconsin attacks it. So I think both teams can score a lot of points. I think it'll be a shootout because neither defense is really world-beating, but they do it in different ways.
The interesting thing is you were talking about the Ball, the running back. He's really a good back. He's a downhill runner. But as I watched Wisconsin play, there were times that there were holes in the line that their offensive line opened up where he was running full speed when he got to the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
The next bowl, and I think it's the bowl that's next to the national championship game, and that is the Fiesta Bowl with Oklahoma State and Stanford. And I think this is going to be a very good football game. And it certainly has a lot of interest, and I think it's going to have drama and all those kind of things. It's going to be a really good game,
yeah.
I believe.
I think you're right. I think this is the battle. As I said it on last show, that I think Stanford has an argument. Not an argument. I think they should be number three in the nation, and I think this is their chance to prove it. Who's number three between the two of them, Stanford and Oklahoma State? Prove it on the field.
Just some comments about just some other bowls.
Right.
There's a whole list. We've run down our top 10 there.
Right.
That was the top 10. But just a couple of comments, and I'd like for you to react to these. First of all, and I can't even tell you the bowl they're in, but the UCLA-Illinois game. Now, this is a bowl game where there's no coach and no team and no interest.
No. UCLA with a losing record, it's just a shame that they were let into a bowl this year.
And then the Urban Meyer Bowl and Gator Bowl, which we've already alluded to. And then there's the bowl in Las Vegas, the MAACO. What does MAACO stand for, Jacob?
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's in Las Vegas. And Boise playing Arizona State. Now, Jacob, think about it. If there's anyone, now you can understand why Boise can be quite upset. I mean, in the system, that they would be relegated to a bowl like this. It's like Boise State with Kellen Moore as their quarterback in this game is like someone wearing a tuxedo riding in a Mercedes going to a barn dance.
Yes, it is. I agree.
And I've already shared with you that I thought the best name is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And then there is the Music City Bowl. The Music City Bowl with Wake Forest and Mississippi State University. Now, Wake Forest is always the underdog. And when Dan Mullen came to Mississippi State, he was supposed to be Wonder Dog. But they should be the top dog in this bowl game, even though I don't think Mississippi State has achieved what they had hoped they would. The one bowl to notice, and I hope I get to watch it, because it's of interest to me, is Northern Illinois and Arkansas State. That may be a very good football game.
I think it could be, and that's, of course, that's the GoDaddy.com Bowl. That's on January the 8th, the day before the national championship game.
That's not up that high. I said it's not up that high.
No.
Next to the national championship.
No, I agree with you.
Now, let me ask you a question, Jacob. Now, you, I just want to ask you, when they got these bowls, like that's January the 8th, and then the Birmingham Bowl is, what, January the 7th?
It is.
Does that mean that we have a countdown of
sure.
the number 3, number 2, number 1?
Well, I'm sure that
but as far as bowls go, there's...
I think that's why they did it, yeah.
You think they put
has
that?
To be. That's the only logical conclusion I can come to.
Yeah.
Also, Craig James is running for Senate, so he may not be calling football plays. Do you have any advice for Mr. James as he runs for Senate?
Well, I think he should be running somewhere, but I'm not sure running to the Senate. He needs to be running from something.
I think Mike Leach is going to run for governor of Texas. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, great show. Thanks, as always, to College Football Professor. We'll be back soon.